News in brief at Press TV. Egypt has increased its crackdown on supply tunnels leading into the besieged Gaza Strip. Now, the destruction of underground facilities has caused a shortage of fuel and other goods. Israel has imposed a blockade on Gaza since 2007. The siege has had a disastrous impact on humanitarian and economic situation there. A UN gathering is discussing the prospects of making the Middle East a nuclear and chemical weapons-free zone. Participants are calling on Israel to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Tel Aviv is believed to be the sole possessor of nuclear arsenal in the region. Formal Israeli officials have recently confirmed Tel Aviv's presence in many North African countries, including Tunisia. Now, the recent revelations about Mossad's espionage activities have caused a fury in the country. People accuse authorities of neglecting national security and are calling for an end to foreign interference. The U.S. president has accused Republicans of using extortion on the debt limit and asked them to stop making excuses. He also called on Republicans not to tie the reopening of the government to his health care law. In response, House Speaker John Boehner said he is disappointed that Obama refuses to negotiate. And in Syria, army units have made considerable gains in the battle against armed insurgents in the Aleppo countryside. They've already secured the Hama-Aleppo highway. Now, the Syrian army has recently conducted successful cleanup operations across the country, inflicting heavy losses on Takfiri extremists. Voting is underway in Azerbaijan's presidential election. About 5 million people are eligible to cast their ballots. Opinion polls show incumbent President Ilham Aliyev will most certainly stay in power. Right groups accuse authorities of pressuring and detaining government critics ahead of the poll. Bahrain's main opposition party, Al-Wafaq, says the regime's harsh crackdown on activists has intensified over the past month. Al-Wafaq has documented 1,900 cases of human rights violations, including torture, only in the month of September. It also says that last month, 214 people were arrested. At least 10 people have been killed in a huge fire at a garment factory near the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. The cause of the fire is still unknown. Poor factory safety standards have been an issue of concern since the collapse of a factory which claimed more than 1,000 lives in April.